Kayla, how are we going to do this?
I don't know. I'm too fucked up. We need to get going.
Jen's had a gummy. Jen's had a gummy. Jen's had a gummy.
I'd like to work that into the intro. Jen's
had a gummy. Jen's had a gummy.
What am I doing? Hey, we're recording. You guys.
Mm-mm. This is going to be great.
You start.
So we have a fan in studio today. Say hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Hey, bitch. How are you, darling?
Pretty good.
Lucky fan. Get to chill in here. Smoke some weed.
We're going to suck his dick later.
Nope.
I'm sorry. Jen's is really high. Sorry,
she
everyone.
She didn't smoke anything.
His dick's staying in his pants.
Right, he did.
He's still having a great time.
I know, you can have fun with us and not get your dick sucked.
Yeah.
Totally.
Get your dick sucked. Dick sucked.
I mean, unfortunately, that's true. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, we're like, this is, you know, we should probably be a little professional.
Mm.
You didn't like that.
Profesh. I'm trying. I'll try to be profesh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're here for a reason.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Said you want to be professional. Say welcome. Okay. You thought it was in your mind?
A little bit dead.
Oh my God.
It's like I can hear her voice and I can hear the quotations that go around it too. Whoa. And I'll say, okay. Snap, profesh. Profession.
I knew that was too much to ask of myself as well.
I know. I'm really sorry. I am so sorry.
It's okay.
Jesus.
No, I'm totally fine. I can do this.
Okay, baby.
I got this shit.
Let's do it.
All right. So we are here to teach you a fucking history lesson today.
Oh my God. Throw some knowledge on me. please.
I'm going to totally take my knowledge penis out and slap you in the face with it. Right now. Right
oh my here. God. Do you have any... Do you know that's my most favorite thing? When you whip your dick of knowledge out on my forehead? Yes.
Oh my God.
That's my favorite thing. Continue.
I'm struggling.
Dude. Mm. You want me to read the fucker? No, we're not there yet, are we?
We can go there. I want to, actually.
Want what? Me to try to read that fucker? Whose idea was it to get, like, a spliff up in here, huh?
New guys.
The new guy.
Yeah. Oh, the new guy? Shit, that dick-sucking guy. Oh, no! I mean... Ron, I said that the wrong way, man. I didn't mean it like that. I meant the, we're gonna suck that guy's dick. It didn't come out right. Okay, I have my Kleenex up. Thank you ever so much, everyone. Baby, I'm sorry. Let me get them tits.
Okay, enough. You said professional. This is like as far as you can get from professional.
Yeah, right?
Ryan, please don't file harassment against us, okay? You're fucking Harvey Weinsteining it right now. I will not stand for it.
I know, I'm really sorry.
You're going to get the fucking paddle in your little tiny butt. Quit it.
It is really small.
Okay, so I want to talk about this girl.
It's starting.
I'm getting anxious.
Okay.
All right. I want to talk about her.
What do I smell?
And you're listening. Oh, I know
yes,
you're listening.
I'm sorry. Yep.
I've told you about this girl before.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yep. Throw it on me. I'm ready.
Okay, I'm sorry, too. This is my fault
I'm
as
ready.
Well. Okay.
I'm ready.
I gotta get my shit together, too.
I feel like the last three times have been my fault. So I don't know what you're talking about. It's all me.
All right, so this woman... Okay, so what we do here, if you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
This is your first time here.
Right.
Because sometimes that happens, and you don't know what the fuck you're listening to. Like, what's wrong with these people? A lot. There's right. a lot wrong.
I don't know where to start.
But you're here to listen about a specific bad bitch, and we're just going to highlight her life, and we're going to continue to get fucked up as we tell the story. I tell the story.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to do anything. He's going to chill right here. He does all the work, people.
So, should we tell him who we are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I'm Kayla. I'm one of your hosts. And...
Oh, hi.
This is my tit. This is your tit.
This is my titties. No, I'm the big gents. And Kayla just reached over and touched my breasts. And guess what? I was into that shit. Anyway, and she just dropped some knowledge on me, I see here. I just said that. She just dropped some knowledge on me.
So I told you before that this woman...
Yep.
Did you have something to say?
not about what? Everything's happening at once.
Not really.
I'm good. Bitch, I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready for this fucker.
All right. So I told you before... Probably a couple years ago, about a book that I read about the giggling grandma.
Yeah.
And you were like, that's the creepiest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That's who we're doing today.
No, I don't remember that. I'm so sorry. No. I know. I was like agreeing with you. I thought you were talking about a show or something. And then you're like, wait, I told you this. Oh, I don't remember.
I didn't tell you much. All okay. I did was say that... She was a murderer who was, like, an old lady. So it was weird because she just looked like she should be baking you cookies, but she was, like, a fucking serial killer.
Yeah, that doesn't... That's not stereotypical. That doesn't make any sense. What I said doesn't make any sense. Not you sure yet. I don't know what I'm talking about. Up in her.
Yeah, what you said makes sense, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does? Good. We've read 3 words. We're doing good. Right?
Most old ladies aren't serial killers.
Sure. Thanks for breaking it down for me, sister. You're like, I will tell you each step.
You're going to be fine.
Okay.
You just need something in your hands. What can we find for you?
Because this isn't good.
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, that's loud.
She knows I'm like... 4 years old. What?
I don't know if you can suck on that. Probably not.
Okay.
My bad. I'm so sorry. We got her something sharp. It's all good.
You guys, I have a brain disorder. Think of how you're talking to me right now. I'll give her something to play with. Give her something to play with.
So you can listen.
Yes.
That's really sad. I'm like, why am I... Oh,
this is your history lesson.
Okay.
Yeah. So now we're going to talk about the giggling grandma.
All right. I love it.
Okay. Her real name was Nanny Doss.
Hmm.
Not really, actually.
Well, what was her real name then?
Her real name was Nancy Hazel. Isn't that pretty?
Yeah. Did you see that, like, hit a nerve with me? I mean, I like it. Actually, yes. That's, I like that. I'm going to neck main. I was just trying to
You're
say...
You're going to Maid in Manhattan it? That's what I thought.
I was going to say something terrible. I was going to say I'm going to name my next... fucking Hannah Haley shit. That's why I stopped. Because it was terrible.
That's okay. That's what editing's for.
That's maybe why my mouth wouldn't even let me say it. Because it was such an asshole thing to say. Okay.
Okay, so Nanny was born November 4th. 1905. In Blue Mountain, Alabama.
Alabama. Oh my God.
Bama girl.
I love it.
She died June 2nd, 1965.
61.
No. Gonna go the other way.
Oh shit, sorry.
59.
That's what he said. Did I say 61 and you were like, disgusting, you're so far off?
You've definitely been more off. in the past.
I thought that it was going to be like 100 years apart. Either way you... Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
So, she died when she was 59.
Okay, that's not very old.
Her dad was a James. He's kind of a dickhead.
Yeah.
He didn't value education, and he, like, had all his children drop out of school and, like, work on the farm and stuff.
The people, like, still do shit like that, too, don't they?
Do they, like, still I think that's happen? Illegal now. You have to go to school.
Okay.
But Nanny didn't have any education past the sixth grade.
Mm.
It's rough shit. Yeah. Okay.
I'm here. I'm here for it.
So, Nanny was also not allowed to wear any makeup or, like, look fancy in any sort of way or have a boyfriend or anything like that.
All right. When she was how old? When she was growing up. So, like, her entire childhood, right?
Yeah, like, 'kay. Up until she was, like, a teenager. And okay. then, you know, when you're a teenager, you are probably going to do what you want to do behind your parents' back or whatever.
Sure.
So,
okay.
They were, like, constantly obsessed about men, like, being molesters. So they were always like, cover your body up so none of the men get at ya. Like, or whatever. Oh, yeah. Right.
Dude, that's like my grandma thing.
I mean, maybe in Alabama at the time it was something to be worried about. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know a fucking thing about Alabama.
Jens doesn't either.
So, what Nanny liked to do, or Nanny? What, I mean, why do I keep saying Nanny? I don't know, whatever.
Because you asked me which one it was, and I said it could be Nanny. Oh. It's one or the other. Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's close, sure.
I get everything wrong usually anyways, so fuck off.
Mm-mm.
So, she spent most of her childhood, like, up until, you know, actually, no. She spent her whole life pretty much obsessing over, like, romance novels. And, like, writing love letters to people all over the place, and she was, like, a hopeless romantic.
All right.
Probably from being sheltered as fuck.
Probably.
When she turned 16, she had to go get a real job. And she worked at a linen factory, and she met a guy named Charlie Bragg.
Charlie.
And Charlie was like, I want to get me a little bit of that honey pot.
I want to fuck you.
That little Miss fucking Nanny Hazel. Give me that.
I'm fixing to fuck you. He's fixing to fuck her, right?
He wanted to fuck her, yeah.
With his erection.
Selection. I love it. So, they know each other for like 2 months and they get married.
Yeah.
Charlie Bragg and Nanny Hazel.
Okay. Oh, there's that name again.
They wed in 1921. So what is she like? Yeah, she's like 16.
Dude, I think that was the year my grandma was born.
Whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
She's been dead a long time.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, why are there these numbers I haven't seen before? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Jens doesn't know. What?
Okay, so what do you mean? Charlie had no family besides his mother that she lived with him, too.
Charlie.
And he was, like, a total mama's boy as well.
You'll have that.
So, Nanny basically said, I think I've said her name, like, six different
times. As a matter of fact, you think you have two. That's why I keep getting so confused. I'm like, what?
Nanny
mm-hmm.
was very unhappy in her marriage. And she had felt like she married him. She felt like she married Charlie and his mom.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she was like, puke. She didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided to have 4 kids.
That's more than disgusting.
Oh, shit. So, we have got to get going. We've got nothing accomplished.
So
this is
sorry.
Bad.
I know.
Bad.
What time
We're setting a bad influence. We have a fan here.
I know. We have 2
You're
fans
ridiculous.
Here.
I'm just kidding. I'm ridiculous.
It so
So me. I'm fucked up, dude.
Okay. I know we are having fun.
Totally. But yes, I do have to get back to business.
Mm-hmm.
So you speak up, I'm smacking your titty.
Mm.
So,
Gosh.
Between 1923 and 1927, Nanny gives birth to 4 daughters.
Gross.
4 daughters, yeah.
Gross.
I know. That's like the worst case scenario. Who wants that life? Like, let me live with my husband, who sucks, my mother-in-law, and then four little children.
All girls?
All in a row. Between 1923 and 1927, all girls.
Disgusting. Kill me.
Right.
I'm sorry, you guys. Do any of you have four sisters?
We're going to have
to. Okay, thank God.
We're going to have to delete all of this stuff. This is so insensitive, too. God.
I think it's pretty funny.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So,
I'm sorry.
She was obviously very stressed out with her life.
I bet.
That's all we're trying to highlight here.
Oh my.
Jesus fucking Christ. Mm-hmm. There is no way that I'm going to be able to do anything with any of this shit. This is shit. It's all shit.
I'm really
There's
sorry.
Shit everywhere.
I'm really shit. Sorry. I'm going to let you read.
Okay, thanks.
For 5 minutes.
Cool. You I'm timing really sorry. Yourself? She's yep. literally pulling on her t- Okay.
It'll keep me from not talking.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. I'm doing it.
All right. So, yeah, I have to find out where I am. Sorry.
Understandable.
Okay, so Nani's life sucked. And,
disgust.
She decides the best way to deal with her life is to pound a bunch of wine and liquor. She was like, give me all the vodka. Vodka, vodka, vodka.
Vodka.
Yes.
I love it.
And wine, whiskey, wine, whatever. She also liked to fuck other people who weren't Charlie, her husband. Mm. That was fun for her. So.
Oh, I understand. I bet it was.
Charlie was like, I'm going to do that too, probably. So they just were like, let's just fuck all these people. Let's just fuck everyone. Everybody fuck everyone. All. Jerk
fuck
everyone.
Fuck it all. Yeah, everyone's jerking dicks.
Yes. But Charlie didn't come home for days sometimes.
Yeah.
And then in 1927, their two middle-aged daughters die from food poisoning.
No.
Yes. I couldn't find their names anywhere. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Wow, it's like they never existed.
Or maybe they just thought it'd be better if they weren't, like, always remembered as.
Oh. This, okay.
In this way or something.
That makes sense.
Let them
All
rest
right.
in peace, could be. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was in 1927. Charlie wastes no time, and he grabs his oldest daughter, and he flees. Because he does not, he thinks that Nani killed his daughters.
Yeah.
Like, they died from food poisoning.
Let's get out of here.
She makes all their food.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is going on? So, he, for some reason, leaves the baby with her.
Cool.
And, like, takes the oldest daughter. I don't remember how old she is. What the fuck?
Sorry.
That's fine.
Mm-mm.
You're just gonna get spankin'.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware. I'm bracing myself. I'm puckering my butthole right now.
No phones in class.
I know. I'm sorry.
So, Florine was the baby's name.
Oh, pretty.
And Melvina was the older daughter's name.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's the opposite. Melvina. No.
He didn't leave Nani with, like, hardly any money or any means to really, like, take care of a baby either.
Right.
I had to read it direct myself, and now I'm drunk, and I'm like, what is sober me trying to tell me? Okay. So, Charlie took off with Melvina and then came back.
Bye.
He came back a few months later with a new woman and a new kid. She had a kid too. And basically, Nani had to like pack up and move the fuck out of there. Whoa. What was that? Was it a burp or something?
It never came out. It was coming up my throat. It was like, burp. You hear it out of my stomach.
Oh, shit.
It was loud as shit.
God.
I know. I thought, what am I going to do? I didn't know it was going to happen. I'm so sorry.
Hey, Hey, Ryan.
Yeah?
Are you doing all right out there? Okay.
I'm so sorry,
dude. You probably
dude.
Thought this would be, like, so fun, and we're just like, shh, you gotta be quiet.
Don't move, don't breathe. Hey, stop with that breathing shit.
We adore you. Thank you so mm-hmm. much for being here.
Mm-hmm. I know, we're so sorry. This we'll bang it out quick. I happened to look out here and Ryan's geeking the fuck out, so going too. I heard him giggle. I'm like, okay, it's funny. Okay. Something's funny again.
So she meets a guy named Frank. So sorry. My mouth isn't working right. Oh no.
You got me back. You almost just etch-a-filled me again. I couldn't get the beer down.
Okay. Frank Harrelson is what I was trying to say.
That's like Woody's brother.
She met him like writing into the papers. They had a Lonely Hearts column.
Oh my god.
The Tinder of the fucking 19... What is this?
What?
1920s.
The Tinder of the 1920s.
I don't think that's right.
No.
What is it called? Say it again, please.
The Lonely Hearts column of the newspaper.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Did you say something else after that?
I said the Tinder of the 1920s.
What is that? Oh, this is work. This is like really grueling for me. I'm trying so hard and it's not working. Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
For all your hard work. It's amazing. It's amazing. I just show up. You're the real MVP here.
I like to really get everything together before you show up, because one of us has to carry our load around here, or carry our weight.
Enough. We're totally over this,
I know,
right?
I'm sorry. I'm,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm crying. I have makeup on right now. It's like,
oh, I keep
burning me. It's hurt.
Ow. Oh.
Why do people wear makeup? I hate it.
I think you look cute.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thank y'all.
Okay. So, okay. Frank Harrelson lived in Jacksonville. Ew.
Fuck off. You're doing that on purpose.
He was 23 and she was 24.
Oh, I love it.
And he sent her romantic poetry, and then she would send him cakes and fucking brownies and cupcakes and shit.
Shaped like your vag.
Veg flavored.
Ew! I call it Gwen. This is a Gwen cake.
Goop?
Or a goop okay. cake, yeah.
So, it wasn't until after Frank and Nanny marry each other that she finds out that he's a super psycho, violent, crazy, alcoholic asshole.
Oh no, you're kidding.
Nope.
That's a problem.
But they stay together. Oh no, I think I effed up. Yep, I did.
Why? Oh, dude, we weren't off the first page yet? Is that what you're telling
me? Oh, no, we didn't. She broke up with... Her and Charlie get divorced.
Mm.
That's why I messed up. I didn't say that. They do. They get a divorce.
Fine, bye.
So, yeah. And then she meets Frank Harrelson. Now they're together. He sucks ass.
Oh.
Alcohol. Ick.
Alcohol. Ick.
Yes. Exactly. But they stayed married for 16 years.
Gross.
Mm-mm. So fast forward to 1943, and I don't know how old she is. What is that?
Oh, she was born in 19...
She's 38?
I don't remember when she was born.
1905?
Ew. And she's how old? I don't remember. She's like 14.
It's 1943.
Ew. She's...
What's 43 minus 5?
It's like 38. Yeah. Okay. You said it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's 38. And Melvina's her oldest child.
Melvina.
And she gives birth to a baby.
Baby.
And then 2 years later, she gives birth to another baby.
Baby.
And then Melvina claimed that she saw her mother, Nani.
Nani. I'm so sorry.
She claims that she saw her murder her baby in the hospital.
Mm-mm.
With a sewing needle.
No.
Like in the brain, into her head.
Oh, dude, in the soft part?
Yeah.
No, that's not okay.
It's disgusting to a newborn baby. So she gives birth. Gross. And in the hospital, Melvina said that she saw her mother stick a sewing needle into her baby's head and the baby died.
Bitch.
And the baby died.
Well, no.
But the hospital said they didn't know why.
And they couldn't see a puncture wound?
I don't know.
Is it so sharp? You stick it in and out. It's like an alien tongue or some shit. It's like real quick.
I'm going to flashlight you if you fucking do that again.
Did I scare you?
Yes.
Oh.
I thought you were going to lick my face.
I wanted to, yeah. I just couldn't get over far enough. I couldn't get over.
Okay, so whatever. That didn't stop Melvina from, like, continuing a relationship with her mom. So maybe she was just, like, all fucked up on meds or, you know, who knows? Maybe she just hates her mom and she visualized that happening.
Oh.
Or who the fuck knows?
Okay, so she talks herself, like, out of it. Like, it's mm-hmm. okay yet. Okay.
Yes. But, oh, I forgot about this part. She was actually seen holding the baby right before it died. And somebody else had claimed to see her with a long red hat pin in her hands while she was holding the baby.
You didn't think that up, bitch. It will happen.
So,
oh, no.
Yes, it could have possibly happened. So, Melvina and Nani drifted apart, but Melvina started fucking this guy who was a soldier.
Oh, shit.
And she had to ask her mom for help with the baby because he was, like, always away at war and shit.
All right.
So, Nani and Melvina got into a big, huge fight as she was leaving Robert there at Nani's house for babysitting. What a great idea.
Right?
Cool.
You guys. No.
And on July 7th, 1945, while in Nani's care, Robert dies. And
I can't imagine that happening.
Isn't that shocking?
Yeah.
And the cause of death was asphyxia from unknown causes.
Hmm.
And then 2 months later, Nani collects a life insurance policy.
Disgusting.
She had taken out on Robert, yes.
Oh my God. Be a little bit. I mean, really?
All right, so we're in 1945
now.
Nice one.
Thank you.
No, that was beautiful and passionate. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
It was really deep.
So, it's 1945 and World War II just ended. And Nanny's husband, Frank, was partying his ass off.
Oh, yeah.
Comes home from being at the bar all day, drunk as fuck, and he rapes her.
Yeah. No.
Like a bitch.
Well, yeah. How else do you rape someone? Honestly.
She was obviously, like, pissed about it. And the next day she's out gardening.
She's gardening. I got that. Gardenia.
And she found a jar that was buried in the yard full of whiskey.
Oh, yum, yum whiskey.
It was Frank's. And that was his stash. He hid it out in the yard and she found it. So she topped that shit off with a little bit of rat poison.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, gosh.
And
she's a bitch.
That's fucked up, yeah.
Yes.
And Frank dies a horrible, awful, painful death that evening.
Whoa. Fast. Real soon.
Yep. Happened really quick.
Is it that, you know, that stuff? Ash Knight?
Strychnine? Are you trying to say arsenic?
Dude, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Very soon after he dies, she moves on to a new dude. She meets him again in the Lonely Hearts column.
Of course.
Of the newspaper. Arlie Lanning was his name.
That's a cute name. It's like a very old man name.
It's crazy to like instantly go from a 16-year marriage to like a new one. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
They were married for 2.5 years, Arlie and Nanny. And it was actually Nanny this time that was leaving and not coming home and getting her dick sucked.
Yeah. Wow, she's got to get hers too.
She's like, I'm going to do it differently this time around.
Yeah, I love it. May as well have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes for weeks she wouldn't come back.
Well, oh my God.
But he sucked too, so. But one day he just died unexpectedly. Pretty weird.
Yep. Yeah, right?
His cause of death was heart failure.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Which can be like a poison thing too, right?
Yup.
Okay.
I think you're seeing a trend here.
No.
There seems to be a lot of people dying around her.
I'd say so.
She's a pretty fucking awful, horrible person.
I don't like her much. Yeah. No. I don't like this bitch.
After his death, Nanny actually found out that the house was not being left to her, but it was actually being left to Arlie's sister.
Oh, no. So it was all for nothing?
Well, it mysteriously burnt down.
Oh, okay.
And then she collected the insurance money.
Oh, my God.
So, after Arlie died, Nanny still stayed with his mom, and then she unexpectedly dies, too.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. So then she had to pack up her shit and move in with her sister, Dovey.
I remember that name, Dovey.
Yeah,
I love it.
About Dovey.
I do love it, too.
Dovey lived in North Carolina.
Okay.
And she had cancer, and she died shortly after Nanny moved in.
Oh.
So...
interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This bitch.
That's what I'm saying. 2 years after Arlie Lanning's death, Nanny meets and marries Richard Morton. Okay, this is number 3, right?
I think it's 4.
Is it 4? It's fucking 4.
I think it's 4.
It is, because it's Charlie, Frank, Arlie, and now Richard.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is a problem.
Damn, baby girl.
This is a real problem. I know.
She meets him through a dating service called the Diamond Circle Club.
A cool name.
Sounds like a fucking pyramid scheme.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, never mind.
Sounds like they want to sell you a timeshare.
Yeah, I'd take it too. I'd totally take it.
Do not, no.
I would.
Anyway, so... I'm, like, way wrong. Okay, so, yeah, she moves in with Dovey. Dovey dies. And now she's married to Richard Morton. That's I just hate that name. Sorry.
I don't like Morton. Yeah.
I'm so sorry to all you Mortons.
With that. Me too. I have a problem with that, though.
So, he lives in Emporia, Kansas.
Never been.
Nope. This is in 1953.
Oh, a couple years back. Sure.
Dick Morton only survived for 4 months into their marriage.
Really? So she got rid of him real quick.
He dies mysteriously.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Nanny collects 5 life insurance policies on him.
Well, I said, goddamn, that's a lot of money.
It's kind of curious to take out that many in 4 month period. Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, dude, I didn't even think about it that way. Yeah, that's...
nobody cares, I guess, now it's 1954. It's the summer of 1954. And she meets a bro dude named Samuel Doss.
Oh, I remember this name, too.
So, this will be, what, husband number 6? I can't keep track.
Something like that. I know, I've got his scissors to my neck, so it's like...
was 4.
His dick was what?
Okay, he's number 5. Maybe? Sure.
Let's say 5.5.
I thought I could keep track because I was like, maybe I should just make a timeline. Or is that too nerdy? I'm like, she'll make fun of my timeline. I know it.
I make fun of everything that happens, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't
mean I don't like it. Like, I'm the only reason I make fun of it is because I'm like, I'm just jealous I didn't have the idea first. So.
All right.
No worries.
So, yeah. She's with Samuel Doss. He's... 58. Okay. I'm sorry. Did I say this was the summer of 1954?
I think so.
We'll just recap that anyways.
Okay.
So he's 58 years old. He's living in Tulsa. And Nanny is 49. And they meet through one of the weird, lonely, like, boner pages again.
The boner pages as I'm scissoring my finger. Like, you guys, this is fantastic stuff happening here. Except I really hurt myself, though, because I, like...
Oh, no!
I have sharp objects, and yeah. I poked myself somewhere, but I don't see... Yeah, I don't see any blood. Oh, my God, I'm fine.
That's weird. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're way up here, though, right?
No. Can you not? Fuck off?
I thought you
Get
were.
Out of my business. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to help you.
You're out of line.
I'm helping. You're out of order.
So, Samuel Dawson, Nanny Mary, blah, blah. And just months after being married, Samuel ends up in the hospital with stomach pains.
Oh, come on now.
Weird.
Right?
But then he got better and he was sent home. That was in October. That night, Nanny made Samuel some really super yummy stewed prunes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. He's going to be dead now.
He didn't live to see the morning.
Wow. So she got rid of him real fast. Like, mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of more the way to go.
He ate a lot of it.
Okay. He was so hungry.
But this time his doctor was like, well, I kind of just sent him home and he was like way better.
No shit.
So now he's dead. That's really weird. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't make sense. I think you're an alien.
I think that it's sneaking out of my nose.
Okay.
Like a fire-breathing dragon and shit.
Okay, we gotta get back to this because we're getting to the good part now.
Okay.
And so, yeah, the doctor was kind of like, well... You can't, okay, in Oklahoma at this time, you could not perform an autopsy unless the spouse agreed to it or if there was foul play.
Oh, foul play.
But
what?
There was no foul play. Ugh. Because he was just sick and in the hospital, so, I mean, he died. But Nanny agreed eagerly to the autopsy and was like, please, I don't want anybody else to die from whatever killed him.
Oh, she's out of her damn mind.
This is like,
I'm not going to get caught. Mm-hmm. Why would I get caught?
Nobody even knew this at the time, but she was already talking to another guy. She's working on marriage number 6.
Shut
in
up.
The works. Yep.
She's disgusting.
I know. John Keel, a 60-year-old milkman from somewhere. North Carolina.
No shit.
So... Samuel's autopsy results came back. I'll give you one guess what they said.
Cyanide, bitches. Or poison or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Fucking rat poison.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. So the police come into contact with this John Keel fella. And they're like, yo, did you know that, like, the lady you're talking to might have maybe, like, murdered somebody? Like... a week ago or something.
Oh.
And he was like, whoa, thanks for the heads up. I will not be meeting that lady. I actually just ate a cake that she sent me in the mail.
No way. No.
That was amazing.
That was really good.
That was a long time
you
coming.
You must feel a lot better now.
Double
After
tap.
That, it was a double tap shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, zombie land.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, 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 knock.
This guy also said that he would never try and find another woman through the papers ever again. So good for him.
Good call.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Obviously, when Nanny was told about the results of the autopsy, she said, "How could this happen? I had nothing to do with this. My conscience is completely clear."
Okay.
That was her response.
Yeah.
So, they obviously continued investigating because they're not just going to take her word for it.
Yeah, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because some stories we've heard, people would be like, oh, okay. You're probably right.
She's a cute little grandma. Right? Yeah. You know, yeah. Whatever. She's fine. That's probably how she got away with this shit for so long. Hello. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
So, they start obviously noticing all the deaths surrounding this bitch over the last, like, 30 years.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa. Like, her whole family's kind of dead after they live with her for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's the end of 1954, and Nanny is arrested.
Mm.
She tried to play, like, she was this sweet little grandma. Oh, whatever you're talking about, all I do is knit all day. I could never murder anybody. But she was a sorry-ass piece of shit liar because they asked her about a man named Richard Morton.
Dick never Martin. Heard of him.
She said, I've never heard of him.
She didn't? Shut up. Oh, my God, no.
And obviously they had proof and pictures and stuff that they were married.
Yeah.
So you're a liar. And right. That's, you know, that was her fourth husband.
Mm-hmm.
When they basically showed her the evidence that, like, we know that you fucking were married to this guy, she says, well, I guess that I wasn't telling the truth.
I guess.
You guess. She said, I was married to him.
Disgusting.
They knew she was a liar. She knew she was a liar. So she spent the next few days confessing all of her murders that she had committed, all while acting very joyous and, like, in this creepy demeanor of, like, she was smiling and laughing as she was telling them about how she had murdered four of her husbands. She confessed to murdering four of her husbands. And a mother-in-law.
Jeez. She's disgusting.
Arlie's mother.
Why?
I don't know. They said that they thought that she just, like, enjoyed murdering people or something.
And it just came up to where it would have worked out okay. So you just followed through. I think I'll kill her. That's crazy. What a bitch.
She said that I would never feed that stuff to any of my blood relatives, though.
Oh.
Which is a lie, because they exhumed her sisters and her mother and her grandson.
Fuck off! Why would you do that to a person?
Jens doesn't know.
That's disgusting.
I know, I was really scared, he is.
I was literally about to punch it.
Okay, no!
It was fucked up.
Yep. I love it.
So that's why she's a giggling grandma, because her demeanor was, like, just shocking to everybody. It was like, how could you have zero remorse for any of these people? She had said that she was trying to find her true love.
By killing them?
Yeah, well, she would find out that that wasn't her true love, so she wanted to move on to the next person.
Okay, well, there's different ways of doing that.
Nobody is ever going to be your fucking romance novel.
Mm-hmm.
Romance is dead, I think.
I tend to think that, too. I know I don't have any.
In my life, it is. I don't really care. It's fine with me.
I don't have any.
So they had estimated overall that she had killed about 12 people.
Disgust.
Yeah. And on May 18th, 1955, Nanny pleaded guilty to Sam's murder.
Mm.
They gave her life in prison.
I am glad.
Mm-hmm. 30 years she was murdering for. She's in prison for 10 years, and she dies of leukemia.
Oh, fucking easy way out, bitch.
In a Oklahoma State Women's Penitentiary.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking asshole.
Oh, no, I forgot this part.
What?
When she was in court, she even laughed, or not when she was in, when she was talking about her murder, she even giggled and laughed and said how much that, Sam loved her stewed peaches, or stewed prunes. I'm just going to redo that over because that was but your burp is so good. I messed it up. Whatever.
No, keep going.
That's all I have.
Oh, I thought you were going to fix the mess up.
She died. I know, but your burp was too good. I want to keep that. That's fine. I don't care. We mess up sometimes.
Mm, okay. That was a fantastic story.
She was in...
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's not your fault. It's my fault. Mm-mm. I'm drooling. That's what's happening. So, we're done.
We're done?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I do want to, before I forget, say and remind everybody, because for whatever reason, Wisconsin thinks that we're pretty poppin'. And we're getting listens, like, all over Wisconsin. And we thank you for that. That's pretty fucking awesome. I love Wisconsin. I love all of my Wisconsinites and whatever. Anyways, so we will be at the House on the Rock on March 28th, like around noon. So yeah. Come and meet us if you want to. It's kid friendly. So, I mean, don't like come with your dicks out or anything like that. But,
yeah,
you know, we can still have a good time. Kids can be cool. Bring your cool kids. So we can all have a good time. And we can visit the most iconic house in Wisconsin. And you can go out on the weird, crazy, like, hallway out into the bluff that's, like, dangling over, like, a 1,000-foot cliff or something. It's whatever. Cool. I might not do that unless... you guys really support me, but that's so scary. I don't know.
Do it.
We'll see. It looks terrifying, like, on the internet.
I want to do it, too.
Anyways, it's a bizarre house that's filled with art from all over the world and weird, creepy, crazy shit. And Frank Lloyd Wright built the house, and he's the most famous architect in Wisconsin. So you should be familiar with Frank Lloyd Wright if you are from Wisconsin. Make me proud, Wisconsinites.
You know. Yeah, it. Bitches.
So thanks for all your support. Our fans are the best. You guys are amazing. So, yeah. Is there anything you want to say?
Well, this is Big Gents. And I'm out. Fine, bye. That doesn't make sense. That's not what happens. Anyway, yo. All
right, now we can listen back to this.
I'm out.
I don't remember what I'm doing right now.
Oh, yeah, and I'm just listening to the stories and shit. It's my commentation. Commentary.
No, commentate. Just no more.
Enough. Fuck me.
We're just gonna say goodbye to everybody, and we'll see you here next week with another fucking episode. Promise that, you know, we'll be a little more better behaved. You will be better behaved.
Absolutely. Okay. It's my finest hour. No, I mean, this is a problem tonight. This is a real problem tonight. This is like the first episode all over again. Oh my God.
It seriously feels that way.
I know.
Whatever. That was a pretty good one. So let's get the fuck out of here. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine, bye.
Fine, bye.